Well, hi everyone, it's Paul Hopkins here. Welcome to another Site Village Presents podcast. Today we're in our little usual location, and with me today I have the wonderful Lottie Reed. Hello, Lottie.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's really good. Lottie's got some really good up-to-date stuff to tell us, because one of the big things about Site Village is for people, how do you get there and all that kind of thing. So what Lottie's going to do today is hopefully ease our minds a little bit and tell us about some of the things that we've been developing since we last spoke to you on who will be available to help us with getting to and from the venue. So on a previous podcast, we talked about getting to and from Cranmore Park, and you can go and hear those on the Site Village Presents podcast page. But yeah, Lottie, so tell us a bit more about what's been happening with developments regarding volunteers. I think we have quite a cohort. That's a word Karen likes to use. She's not with us today, but cohort of volunteers. Do you want to pick up on that?
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. I feel like I start these podcasts by always saying we've got some really exciting news.
It seems that
every week we have got some exciting news. So yeah, there's been some great developments. We've been in contact with Network Rail, who really kindly have been able to recruit a large cohort of volunteers for us. And also from Guide Dogs as well. We've got, again, a really great team of volunteers who will be on hand at the stations. So basically, volunteers will be situated at Birmingham Grand Central Station. And the meeting point for that
is the assistance point that you go to if you're getting off trains, well, really anywhere in the country. Birmingham assistance is fantastic. The assistance office is between Krispy Kreme donuts and Starbucks. So it's in the middle of those two, just past Marks and Spencer's. Easy enough to find, and definitely a spot that you will be taken to if you've booked assistance, and somewhere that you should head for if you haven't, because then you can get the help from there.
Thank you, Paul.
That's all right.
So I'm speaking to our visitors now in terms of, it's really down to you how you choose to then travel from your onwards journey. If we're assuming that you're coming into Birmingham Grand Central Station, there's one of two options. One of the more suitable options, we believe, is to taxi share, get a taxi from Grand Central Station, yep. And our assistants, volunteers, will be on hand to direct you towards the taxi rank.
The other option is the one that we've already done podcasts for, which is if you want to travel independently, you need to get to Moore Street Station, then travel to Widney Manor or Soley Hall. The one we did, though, was Widney Manor. Then you get off there and there'll be help there as well to get the bus up to the venue, and then there'll be help at the bus stop at the venue side in order to get to the venue itself. Then with Soley Hall, again, if you travel to Soley Hall, you will need to get a taxi from Soley Hall, but you will get help from volunteers who will be stationed at Soley Hall. So what we're basically saying is that all of the major gateways that you come across when you travel to and from the exhibition will be covered by our volunteers.
Yes, very articulate. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
And in addition to that, you will be able to identify the volunteers. So Network Rail volunteers should be wearing their Network Rail high-vis jackets, and Guide Dogs volunteers will have their Guide Dogs t-shirts on.
Is that the My Guide?
Yeah. My Guide shirt, sorry, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's good. And again, I think it's one of those things that if you're feeling a bit lost, you probably look a bit lost and someone will approach you. So people will be looking out for people that look as though they might not be too familiar with the area, and they're certainly not worried about coming up and asking you.
And in addition to that, if you get to the station and there isn't a volunteer there, I can assure you that there are volunteers throughout the day who will be based there during the times of the morning and the afternoon. If there's nobody around, it might be that they're already assisting a volunteer, and they will be with you as soon as they possibly can.
Brilliant. Just give us an idea of the statistics then, because I think we always find this sort of thing interesting. So what happened, you know, you obviously got Network Rail on board and then Guide Dogs again. That adds up to quite a few volunteers, doesn't it, I think?
Absolutely. So Network Rail, we have over 30 volunteers with them, and Guide Dogs around 15 volunteers. So all in all, we'll have quite a few volunteers situated at 45. Each of the stations that we've mentioned. Yeah.
So 45 volunteers, that's quite impressive just for that part of your journey alone. And again, I presume that we have a plenty of volunteers for being guides and all the rest of it around the venue itself.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had a really good long-standing relationship with Lordswood Girls School, which is just located up the road from QAC.
Yeah.
And they've got many volunteers on hand. I think there's about 50 in total this year who will be available at the venue to assist visitors around the venue itself. So I'd just like to say a massive thank you to all of these organisations and Lordswood Girls School.
Barclays, Sarah Donnelly, I think as well.
Just a massive thank you, really. Without you guys, you know, we couldn't do it, and it would make people's lives harder getting to the venue. As you say, with a new venue, you know, there are a lot of anxieties around it, and where possible, we are trying to do what we can to make your life easier.
That's brilliant. Thanks for that, Lottie. It's really, really good information. So before we go, the usual thing is to give contact details if people do have any further questions. So there's the questionnaire page on the Site Village website itself. If you would give us the details as usual, then Lottie.
Yeah. So you can email us at sv@qac.ac.uk, or you can call the office on 0121 428 5041 and speak to a member of the Site Village team.
Awesome. So that's all from us for another episode. We will be talking to you again soon, because there's still more things to tell, but there's much that is still being developed. Until then,
bye! Bye.